Jewish news from down under.
Down under.
With Vic Aladaf.
Good day, mate.
Good day, Vic. How are you?
Good afternoon, Kath. Good morning, Kath. I'm very well, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Yes, I forget it's afternoon. It's Mandela Day here in South Africa. And, you know, South Africans...
Yes, I was just listening to that wonderful clip that you were just playing.
Yeah.
It certainly brought back memories.
It is such a privilege to have lived in his lifetime and seen leadership that the world, you know, just stood back and gaped at. Boy, if we had such leaders today...
I recall very clearly sitting here in Sydney and watching him walk out of jail in February 1990. I remember it as clearly as anything.
Yeah. Vic, let's talk about, first let's start with the shul. What's happening with the shul in Sydney?
So the future of the shul, the synagogue, the shul is still undecided. It's not looking good, very sadly. There's a group of negotiators, well-meaning negotiators, have been trying to bring the two parties together. The latest information that we have is that, quote, this plan has reluctantly concluded there is nothing further it can do to bring the two parties together. It appears the costs and the burdens on the community will almost inevitably cause the congregation to be seriously damaged, et cetera, et cetera. So there's no definite decision, no definite outcome yet, but it's not looking very promising, sadly, at this stage. And as I mentioned, this is the second largest synagogue in Sydney and in existence for over half a century. So if it is to close, it certainly will be a sad day indeed.
All right. For anyone who's listening for the first time and hearing the story for the first time, can you give us just a quick recap and a background on what's happening at the shul?
The synagogue is called South Head Synagogue, and it's called that reason because it's on a part of the sort of headland that faces south out towards the sea. And, it's been going for over 50 years. It has had a Rabbi Ben Zion Maleki, part of the Lubavitch, sector, who has been with the shul for over four decades and has certainly built it up and played the key role in building it up into one of the major synagogues in this city. Over the last few years, there have been word coming out of disputes. Many members of a board, including a president, a former South African president, in fact, Malcolm Kofsky, resigned just a couple of years ago. And there started to become rumors coming to the surface that there were calls for a change in leadership. And that change in rabbinical leadership did not happen. And in the last few weeks and months, their financial issues have come to the fore. The synagogue needing to go into administration, people bringing in money, hundreds of thousands of dollars to keep it afloat, calls for the rabbi to resign and to make way for new, fresher blood, and offers being put to the rabbi, being accepted, not accepted, etc. So it's been very unfortunate. And as I say, there are generations of people who have belonged to the shul over the years who find it very sad that it has come to this pass, and that unfortunately the two sides, as in the rabbi on one side and other members of the synagogue who wanted to continue on the other, seemingly unable to come to a happy pass to reach would enable the synagogue to continue. So the outcome is not determined yet, but it's not looking positive at all.
Terrible. All right. Well, you know, somebody has to step in and there has to be something. I see both sides of the argument. You know, the rabbi has served the community for 40 years. You know.
Well, that's right. That's right.
For over 40
years. That's right.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about tensions escalating as the Labour Party conference draws near. Give us a little bit of background just to set the context, Vic.
So the background is New South Wales, which is the biggest, the most populous state in the country. It's where Sydney is. Our population in New South Wales is around 6-7 million. The Labour Party, in every state, in fact, has a conference, and as does the Australian, the National Labour Party conference. So for the last couple of years, the topic of Israel has found its way into the conference agenda. So last year's New South Wales Labour Party conference, there were approximately 50, as in 50, resolutions put on the conference agenda on Israel, which the mind boggles. And this is obviously, I don't have to tell listeners, this is not the biggest issue in the world, but nevertheless, this year's conference, there are 28 resolutions on Israel, of which about 25 are hostile. And so there's been a huge amount of discussion every which way, wherever you look. The leadership of the party, I have to tell you, would be the next prime minister if he wins the next federal election, has made a very strong statement saying that he's not in favor of what's being put forward, as has the shadow foreign minister, a lady named Penny Wong, and various. So people in the leadership of the party have come out saying that what is being proposed is very divisive. So what is being proposed now, I forgot to mention, is that instead of having these 28 resolutions, to have one which is calling for the state of Palestine to be recognized. It's not saying as part of a two-state solution or in peace alongside the state of Israel, calling for a state of Palestine to be recognized. And then it's noting what happened in the past and noting this and noting that. But the bottom line is there's this one bold statement calling for Palestine to be recognized. Now, that is obviously hugely problematic. So we have been doing, as in the Jewish leadership, we have been meeting with union leaders because they have about 800 people at the conference. Approximately half are union representatives and half are members of parliament and party members, etc. So we have been meeting with a lot of union leaders and members of parliament on this issue to say that we support a state of Palestine as part of a two-state solution, two states living in peace, etc., etc., which our listeners know very well. And that is what we are looking for and calling for. There's a lot of movement everywhere you look amongst the union leaders. There are union leaders and party leaders who are strongly saying this is divisive, we support a two-state solution, where others are saying, so yesterday, for example, I had a number of meetings yesterday with a leader of one of the biggest unions in the country saying we totally support a two-state solution, and then meeting with one particular MP who said, I'm sick of this, I'm sick of the settlements, I'm sick of Bibi Netanyahu, and I'm going to be supporting this resolution. So we've got both sides, we've got people discussing it everywhere you look, and it's coming to a head. The conference will be at the end of the month, July, the last weekend of the month, the 28th and 29th, or 29th and 30th, whatever the Saturday and Sunday is, right at the end of the last weekend of the month. And we obviously hopeful that the right thing will happen. The background finally on this is that at last year's conference, after those 50 resolutions, they were all eventually thrown out, and one moderate resolution was passed calling for a two-state solution. And so what we're saying to the people we're talking to now is, that is all that we should happen. I mean, first of all, it shouldn't be on the agenda at all. But if it is on the agenda, it should be calling for a two-state solution. So there's a lot of hot air, a lot of discussions happening everywhere, and we're still working, doing our best to hope that common sense will prevail and that a two-state solution will be the end result of all of this discussion.
Vic, just very quickly, when is the conference?
The last weekend of July, Saturday and the Sunday, the last weekend of July.
So we've still got a few weeks to go. It's probably just going to escalate. Vic, that's unfortunately where we leave it today, but thank you so much for speaking to us, and just keep up the good work that you do, and we'll speak to you next week.
I look forward to that. My pleasure. Thank you, Kath.
Thank you, Vic. God bless. Bye.